From the heart of the Forest City, Blackburn Media presents the Craig Needles Podcast, looking at the biggest stories in London and around the world and how they impact you. Now here's your host, Craig Needles.
New episode on a new week here on the Craig Needles Podcast. Thank you very much for being with us today. We got a lot to discuss today. A few things I wanted to get to before we get going with our interview with Doris Grinspun, who is with the Registered Nurses Association of Ontario. I've talked to Doris many times over the years, and I always find the things that she has to say fascinating, especially when it comes to the way COVID-19 has been fought, or in some cases not fought, by the provincial government here in Ontario. She's the CEO of the Registered Nurses Association of Ontario. I do want to talk about something that was on the minds of a lot of folks and has been all week as we see COVID cases and Omicron variant cases continue to pile up in London and elsewhere, and that is rapid testing. And I cannot help but be remarkably annoyed with the fact that, you know, the provincial government has rapid tests that they are just not giving out right now, that are not being used. And that is incredibly frustrating. This is the time to use them. There's no better time to use the stockpile than the time that we are in right now. It's Christmas. Omicron cases are growing. COVID cases in general are growing. Is it possible that Omicron is less serious, less severe than previous iterations of this virus? Yes, absolutely. I hope that it is. But we can't say for sure. Not at this point. Not at this point. So it's still very imperative that we know who has COVID, even if they're vaccinated, so we can keep them away from other folks so COVID does not spread. One would think this would be obvious. One would think that rapid antigen tests should be something the province has absolutely prioritized, and it hasn't been. And you do not have to take my word for it. Let's ask the mayor of London, Ed Holder, about this. He, on the media call for the Middlesex Unhealth Unit yesterday, said this about rapid antigen tests.
In addition to vaccines, we must absolutely ramp up our testing capacity. I don't care how it's done, but it needs to be done. And I'm encouraging the Ontario government to act. None of these tests should be sitting in storage. They should be widely available to every Londoner and every Ontarian who wants one. We see this being done in other countries and other provinces in our country. We need to be doing this here in Ontario, and we need it now. Anyone in London who wants to book a COVID test at Carling today has to wait until at least Friday for an appointment. That's not good enough. But it's not the fault of Carling. Flooding the region with take-home testing kits would surely relieve the pressure of these testing clinics. We have options we didn't have 2 years ago, and we should be using them. If we don't have enough kits, we should be buying more, because the time is now. I will say, and as a reminder, that there are rapid antigen test kits still available through the London Chamber of Commerce for any business with less than 150 employees. If you haven't already, or if you need more, I encourage you to visit staysafelondon.ca to secure additional supply. Again, that's for businesses with less than 150 employees. It's a great initiative, one that'll keep Londoners safe, but as mentioned, the time has come for these tests to be made available to everyone, and I hope we see that happen sooner than later.
And let me tell you, Ed Holder is absolutely right about that. This is something that needed to happen yesterday. Holder's comments were from yesterday. It needed to happen the day before yesterday. And it hasn't. And there's all sorts of conspiracy theories as to why the Ford government has not released the rapid antigen test. And there's the release the rats hashtag on Twitter and the whole thing. And look, I'm not going to sit here and get into the conspiracy theories. We might talk about this a little bit more on Friday's podcast. But what I will say is this. Whether it's a competence issue, and those have popped up for this government during this, no question, or something more nefarious. I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and tell you which of those it is. But what I will tell you is that now is the time to reverse course on this and get as many free rapid antigen tests to people as possible. At Shoppers Drug Mart, they cost $40 a hit. for most people in the province, $40 a hit is probably too much. So some went home with kids that were sent home by school boards in the province, and that's great. But more need to be out there. I think that should be very, very clear at this point. More need to be out there. And this is going to be what we're talking about, obviously, on this podcast for the next little while, because it's the biggest story going on. There's some other COVID-related stories that we might get to on Friday. But I will say this. I know, and I talked about it on last week's podcast, that it's going to be a hard sell for some people to not get together with family at Christmas this year. We've been through a lot, and a lot of people are really looking forward to this, as they should be. I am too. And I'm going to follow the recommendations put forward by public health. There's going to be 10 people. Exactly what they said is okay. And that's what I'm going to do. And all the adults are going to be vaccinated, and we'll do rapid tests, and that'll be great. But if we have free rapid tests or more accessible rapid tests that arrive before Christmas, that is going to save this province, one would think, a lot of problems when it comes to crowded ICUs. Because even if Omicron's not as severe as previous iterations of COVID, and again, that's a big if, but it might be the case, even if, it's still going to be something that winds up putting some people in the hospital. So the more people that get it, the worse off we're going to be. Now, a lot of those people, from a percentage perspective, are going to be unvaccinated. And they've made their call, and they're probably not going to listen to public health rules, and they're probably not going to do rapid tests because, well, unvaccinated people have essentially been dragging their feet, kicking and screaming like a whining toddler this entire ordeal. Back when it was, hey, I should have the right to keep my business open because I poured my life into this, I actually had some sympathy for that. But for a lot of those people, it's morphed into COVID is fake and I hate the vaccine and blah, blah, blah. I've got zero sympathy for that. None. Either way, no matter what sort of hissy fit those folks are throwing, they are a risk to public health right now because crowded hospitals are not efficient hospitals. This has exposed a lot of problems in our healthcare system. I'm not going to talk about that with Doris Grinspan in just a minute. This has exposed a lot of problems in our healthcare system. This is just the latest one of those. So people are going to gather. It'd be better if we had rapid tests available to everyone. And I'm glad the mayor of London, Ed Holder, talked about that this week. Now, let's shift gears just a little bit. Doris Grinspan, the CEO, rather, of the Ontario Nurses Association, Registered Nurses Association of Ontario. There, CEO, Registered Nurses Association of Ontario. Let's get the title right and the acronyms right. Joins us on the line right now here on the Craig Needles podcast to have a discussion about the media blitz they're doing right now and the way the province is battling COVID-19. Doris, nice to talk to you once again. It was great that we chatted on the radio as many times as we have. First time talking to you in the podcast form. Really enjoying that you're able to do that with us today and glad you could give me a few minutes. Thank you.
To be with you. Thank you.
Tell us about, for those who may not know, tell us about Bill 124 and what that's all about and why the Registered Nurses Association of Ontario is so concerned about it.
Yeah, so Bill 124 is a bill that was launched by Premier Ford before the pandemic when it came into power, and it caps compensation for all public sector to 1%, given that COLA is about 5% almost. It really is a reduction, a substantive reduction on the compensation of nurses at a time that they're working harder than ever for these past 22 months and there is no relief on site. They have canceled vacations, canceled holidays. And then the other dramatic shocking piece that the public doesn't know is that actually the premier left out male professions like firefighters, like police. Not that we disagree with that. He should have left out everybody. He never should have done that bill. But as in the moment the pandemic started, he should have said, I understand nurses are working so hard now, and he should repeal. So I have spoken with the premier. He is completely silent on that. nurses are leaving the workplaces because of that. And guess this, they're going to agencies that are being paid double or triple the compensation. So taxpayers are paying the money anyways. It's just that instead of having a, you know, consistent care, they're having nurses from agencies. And that's terrible for patient care compared to a permanent nurse in a unit. Or worse even, they're going to other jurisdictions that they, you know, there is no Bill 124, or to the U.S., or leaving the profession altogether. I mean, those that are in Twitter probably see the shocking remarks of nurses. It's a disgrace. It's a slap in the face.
So your organization is going through a blitz right now, calling on the premier. You're holding news conferences. Why is it so pressing to get this done, to get Bill 124 scrapped in the short term?
Because already there is a hemorrhage of registered nurses to other jurisdictions, to agencies, to the U.S., and we will need every single one of those nurses here in Ontario. The ICUs, the more Omicron takes over, the more we will start to see again the ICUs full. This is why you will see a press release also by Dr. Kieran again at 3 p.m., because they're scrambling now to take some action to try to slow the spread of this Omicron, which spreads terribly fast. In 2.5 days, it spreads. So it multiplies and multiplies, and those people that are not vaccinated will get it, and many of them will end up in ICU again, same as last winter.
Yeah, I'm obviously worried about that too, especially the unvaccinated aspect of this. And I want to ask you what the working conditions are like for nurses in Ontario right now. You've already touched on this a little bit, but what is it like to be a nurse in this province right now as we are just about completing, essentially, year two of this pandemic?
Yeah, it's exhausting. It's exhausting because nurses have needed to cancel not only their vacations, but days off. Now, during the holiday season, many will not be able to be with their families yet again, for the third time, quite frankly, right? And the reality is that if at least the premier understood that and would send some oxygen by repealing that bill, I mean, negotiations will need to happen. And by the way, it's not RNO, it's not we that do the negotiations, but it will send a signal to nurses that they are being valued and listened to. And it will help us. It's like the key to the door. It will help us start to rebuild and retain the nurses here. If not, this is the press conference we are doing at 2:30 today, and everybody's welcome in our website. People can see rno.ca. Everybody's welcome. It's about warning the public, because I raise my hands. Honestly, I raise my hands, and you have never heard me before say that in your show or any other. I raise my hands. We have done everything we can to retain nurses in the province. The premier is not helping on this, and the price will be paid by Ontarians. During this fifth wave coming with Omicron, and also after, because of procedures and surgeries that will continue to be delayed, not only because of the virus, but actually because we will not have nurses for RNs, for those ICUs, emergency departments, etc. It's grave, and the public will end up paying the price.
What, in your opinion, should the government do in order to try to, I'm not saying we can put a stop to this now, but in order to try to make this not as bad as it has to be in ICUs for nurses and for all of us?
Well, first of all, the number one thing is to convince everybody we know to get vaccinated and get the booster when we need, including, you know, everybody that is eligible, so we can slow the spread, slow the people going into ICUs, because vaccinated people do not in general end up in ICUs. The unvaccinated, the majority is unvaccinated. Second, we need nurses. We need those RNs for ICUs because they will be full. We need those RNs for emergency departments. Some emergency departments in small communities are closing because they don't have RNs. And the premier needs to send a signal that he is throwing a life jacket to nurses by repealing Bill 124, meaning I hear you, I see you, I respect you, and we will deal with the situation. And he needs to do that because taxpayers anyways are paying the money through agency nurses instead of actually having consistent care. So the premier knows he's spending the money because he's well aware through the Ontario Hospital Association. He needs to stop digging his heel, and he needs to respect nurses not just by word of ears, but actually respect them in real terms. And you know, again, is it because it's a female profession that he's treating us this way versus the, what he did the with the police and firefighters, that he exempted them from the bill? So please help us. The public needs to stand up, because at the end of the day, let me tell you this, nurses will have work anyways, whether it's in an agency, whether it's in another jurisdiction, or whether it's in the U.S. But the public here in Ontario will not have nurses to take care of them. So it's about the public now that we are worried. We want to make sure that they know that we, the profession, have tried everything to do to actually be there for them. And we are encountering a massive, massive challenge, which is number one, the virus, number two, the premier of this province that is not respecting nurses the way he needs.
Do nurses have enough access to rapid tests, in your opinion?
Rapid testing should be available to anyone that needs rapid testing, not only health professionals, but anybody in the public. It should be in places where you can go and access it for free. Many people, lots of people, cannot pay $40, which is what they are doing now, because they not in everywhere they have. Kids should be sent home for the holidays with a bunch of rapid testing, so if they go to visit grandpa, grandma, or whoever, that they can do all of them the rapid testing. Ventilation is a mega issue, you know. Open windows if you can a bit. N95 mask is the minimum we should be using, not those flimsy masks or cloth masks when we are in crowded, closed places or in stores. This virus is, Omicron is brutal. The virus has always been aerosol, meaning airborne, meaning like smoke, you know. It's not droplets, it's like smoke. When you are at distance from a person that is smoking, you can smell it. The same with this virus. So people need masks that are good quality, either the KN95 or the N95. That's the bare minimum. And even health professionals, not all of them are being provided this. So, I mean, look at what's happening in nursing homes. I keep asking, are all of them, the healthcare workers, having N95? I don't have an answer. So that needs to be available right away, because, again, we will see issues not only with ICUs, but in nursing homes. And we should be going into the fourth booster for nursing home people. And the third shot in nursing homes should be mandatory, by the way. It's not mandatory for healthcare workers. Only two shots is mandatory in nursing homes. The booster should be mandatory as well. We have a challenge in our hands that is mega, and it will not resolve easily, not only in terms of the nursing crisis, but the virus, because we forget that we live in a planet where there are many, 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 many countries in this world that have not received any help or very little with vaccination. Therefore, the virus will continue to mutate. So we have a challenge here, and we have a challenge globally. We are in a me world versus we world.
Yeah, I think that's...
It should be we, not me.
I could not agree more with that. I know you don't have a lot more time for me, Doris, so I'll ask you before we go, anything else you want to add to tell people in London or around Ontario about from RNAO's perspective before we wrap up here?
I would ask the public to go to rnao.ca, join us for the press conference at 2:30. It's open to everybody. And also, if you cannot join, join after. You will see beautiful holiday cards for you to send to your MPP. They cost nothing, and it will help you help us, the nurses, so we can help you when you will need us. Because we want to be there for you. Nurses love their work. Nurses love being, love nursing. They want to be next to patients when they're in a need. They want to be available, but we need you now to actually help the profession so we can be there for you.
Well, we will have to leave it there because, like I said, I know you're tight for time. Busy day. Thank you very much for this, Doris. So I really appreciate the time and the conversation.
Thank you.
That's Doris Grinspun, the CEO of the Registered Nurses Association of Ontario. All the time we have here on this edition of the Craig Needles Podcast. A little bit shorter than normal. That's okay. This week, we are going to dive into the pandemic a little bit more on Friday. Obviously, the news can change drastically between now and then, but that's the plan for Friday as of right now. There may be some other stories that we can try to get to as well. Maybe we can do a couple of different things on the podcast coming up at the end of the week. And we're getting closer and closer to Christmas here. I think I will do at least one podcast Christmas week. Maybe two. We'll see. We'll see. Depending on what the news says and the schedule's like, but there may be some public information that just has to get out there. And we will talk about that coming up on this week, and next week, rather, of the Craig Needles Podcast. Thanks very much for listening to this edition. Please download, subscribe, whether you're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and of course, you can find us on londonnewstoday.ca. We'll talk to you on Friday.
The Craig Needles Podcast is a presentation of Blackburn Media.